What's up, everybody? Welcome to 7 Minutes of Strategy, part of the Sports Card Strategy Show, right here on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. I am Paul Hickey, and today my guest on 7 Minutes of Strategy is Brandon Steiner, a pioneer in conceiving sports memorabilia and athlete advocacy in the collecting industry. He's consistently made connections to athletes and fans via collectibles and memorabilia for decades. He's the founder and president of the Steiner Agency, the nation's premier independent athlete procurement source and collectible exchange, an online platform for fans, collectors, store owners, celebrities, athletes, and teams to buy and sell collectibles. Collectible Exchange recently acquired Star Stock and is attempting to resurrect it from the dead. We talk about the evolution of the sports cards and collectibles market, from his early autograph signings with Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, and Ted Williams, to how now, as the owner of StarStock.com and host of his own show on eBay Live, he plans to improve the collector experience on this episode of 7 Minutes of Strategy. Brandon, welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and the NoOffseason.com family. We're happy you're here.
Well, thanks for having me. I got to start tuning into this show more often. I need all the strategy and information and intelligence that I can get on trading cards. Everybody thinks they're a trading card collector, but there's so much going on in this business right now and so much to learn. And I would say it's not survival of the fittest. It's survival of the flexible. And there's a lot of things happening in this trading card industry that needs attention and needs some nurturing. It needs some help. And I'm hoping I can join in on this party. I love trading cards. I've always been a collector since I'm a kid. So this is not new to me. But I think the last 3-4 years, there's a lot of new stuff going on.
We love it. We love having you here. Welcome you into the family. I love the comment about flexibility. That's great. And also, staying focused. We help our audience try to stay focused because, to your point, there's so much going on, so much to enjoy, but we help people make money flipping sports cards, and you help collectors connect with athletes via creating and bringing to the market first-class collectibles and memorabilia. Could you start, maybe just tell us a little bit more about Collectible Exchange and how it fits into all of your different entrepreneurial activity?
You know what's crazy is, just on a side note, like, I was one of these guys. I mean, I had thousands of cards, and, you know, it wasn't really cool to get your trading card signed, you know, 10, 15 years ago. That's not what people did, but I did that religiously. And I'm an autograph guy. Like, I got to get my cards autographed. I was, like, fanatical about it. And obviously, I did a lot of trading card deals with the trading card companies, with the players. And then all of a sudden, I look like a genius the last few years because I've had, you know, I have several thousand cards, which now I'm putting up on Star Stock and Collectible Exchange. But, you know, like, Collectible Exchange is really about the customers and the fans. I just felt like there was a lot of stuff out there, and I think they just needed a clean place where a lot of people are sitting with a lot of stuff. They don't know what it's worth. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to get it authenticated. They don't understand about the grading with the cards. They don't know how to organize their cards. Not all cards are meant to be graded. Not all cards are meant to be sold or can be sold, frankly. And it's complicated to some of these people that have been collecting cards even for years. So I'm hoping, you know, I have a new show. You're the first me to tell this to, frankly. I have a new show on eBay, going to be eBay Live. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of eBay Lives. I hope to educate people and to share some of the insights. I'm hoping to bring someone like yourself on my show so we can just talk about some of the problems that exist in the business and some of the good stuff that's going on in the business. So it's kind of ironic, like, Collectible Exchange is just a platform where I sell everyone else's stuff, when you can buy and sell, but I'm navigating extremely closely. Most people know me from Steiner Sports. I'm not there anymore. No more Steiner. But Collectible Exchange, you know, has 140,000 items on there. Star Stock has 1.5 million trading cards. I never had more than 35,000 on Steiner, even in my heyday. So the site is blowing up. People are putting stuff up left and right. And even eBay, which I love, I'm partnering up with them. You know, that's a lot of wholesalers. They're not a lot of individuals putting their collectibles up, because it's too much work. These people have a lot of money. They don't have time. So I'm helping them. We've created a hub where people can come to us. We authenticate, we verify, and guide them, and then help them put their stuff up, which is not too many companies, at least, that you could trust, are doing that.
I want to dig into Star Stock, but first I got to say, count me in for your eBay live show, man. I am in whenever you want on. I'm going to come on. I'm going to hopefully provide some value to the audience. That's what we're all about here. Before we jump into Star Stock, because I'm excited to talk about that, can you break down real quick the difference in maybe it's timing or the assessing of a collectible versus a card? I have to imagine it's just a different beast when you're looking at intaking someone's collectible and helping them value it and get it ready to sell versus a trading card. Can you talk about that real quick?
Well, you know, after I don't know, I think it's close to 40 million autographs that I've helped, you know, secure, and I've got a lot of issues, but I think it's gotten really tricky now. It wasn't always this tricky, but you know, look, you talk about a Mickey Mantle autograph, which is like one of the holy grails, right? But it's not anymore. Like Michael Jordan's the holy grail. And you know, so what's happened over the last few years is a whole bunch of things have shifted. Muhammad Ali, holy grail. Not really anymore. Aaron Judge is like the holy grail. You know, it's like, so there's been a lot of changes in the autograph business. And so a lot of people come to me and they're very disappointed. And I haven't been through so much of this. I mean, it's almost my 40th year in the business, which does make me a little old, by the way. But I love the business. I think, you know, it's just trying to alter things and trying to get people to realize, like, some of their stuff, they should have sold 10 years ago or 5 years ago. And there's a tremendous interest with some of the younger kids and some of the younger fans. They still respect some of the older stuff. They know it's part of the deal that they want to have in that collection, but they also have a tremendous passion for new, younger players. So that's what makes it kind of complicated, because people will come in and they'll have a bunch of, they'll have a Babe Ruth or two, they'll have Mickey Mantle, Ali, and it's good stuff, but it's not great anymore. And it kills me to say that, because I did signings with Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio and Ted Williams. I was like his last distributor. But, you know, and that's what kind of gets a little complicated. For us, though, my job is to tell people the truth, verify it. I think sometimes there are auction houses and stuff, they go in and try to just get nickels on the dollar and things like that. And I show people and I explain to people how things are costed out and how we are able to get value associated with their products.
That's an amazing segue actually into StarStock.com. So you recently acquired StarStock.com, and I was initially drawn to StarStock back in 2021 due to a couple of different reasons. Number one, the ability to transact 100% online in real time. So you hit on relevancy a minute ago. So that's super relevant. But then also the value proposition at the time was the system of the grading system for raw cards. So StarStock in the previous iteration used to separate value of raw cards. They had A's, B's, and C's at the time. There were some flaws to me as a user, which is why I stopped using it within my first year, but I loved the premise of that previous iteration. And so you, a minute ago, you hit on being current and being relevant. And so tell us, why did you acquire StarStock.com? Why do you think it maybe quote unquote failed its first time around? And what are you and Collectible Exchange, the team, doing to kind of resurrect it and get it back current and relevant and put it in a position where people can use it and get a lot of value out of it?
And I don't know if I have all the answers, but what I do know is this. I think that ultimately cards have to be graded if you have a really good card. And I think there's some people caught in between. We're going to probably go back to cards that are not graded and do the ABC. Because it's at least a fair way for people not to have to get into the deep end of the pool, wait 3, 4, 5 months to get their cards back on a card they probably shouldn't have graded to begin with. Where you get into the argument, and it's a fair argument, which is somebody like yourself is experienced, is when you get those 8, 9s and mints, the ABC thing really isn't probably going to work. You know, you really want to know if you got an 8 or 9 or a gem, you know, and that's what you're really shooting for. And we've got to figure out a system, but we still have a white glove system we're putting in place to help people that have those really, really high quality cards get graded quicker and working with the grading companies. So I see the dilemma. I see a lot of people that are caught in between, and I'm hoping at StarStock, we could be that answer. We can help people figure out whether to get them graded, to be graded or not to be graded, to hold them, to fold them. What's the story? I love, because, you know, younger people especially, they want to move quickly. Somebody just hits 2 home runs. Let's get that price up there. So I think you're going to see a lot of support and movement. I think the other thing you're going to see with Star Stock, that I think people are into autograph cards, and we're giving people a chance to get their cards autographed. I think some of the trading card companies, if you don't buy their trading cards that are signed, then it's hard to go get your card signed. We're going to be doing a lot of streaming with a lot of players that can autograph your cards. You can send them in. We're going to hyper-focus on it because people want to get their cards signed. I know how that feels, but that's me. And I know a lot of people want their cards signed. So, the good news is that I'm not an expert on this. The good news is that I'm pretty knowledgeable. I think people trust me. And the most important thing is I'm going to have my head on a swivel. I'm listening to customers. They're coming at me. They want to be able to put their cards in that are not graded. So we're going to obviously expand the operation at Star Stock and taking cards that are not graded. But I got my head on a swivel. I'm going to be at card shows. I'm going to listen. I'm going to take a lot of advice. And it's not filled in with what I already know. I'm not going into this thing with all the things I'm going to do. I'm going into this thing by listening to my customers, which is what I've always done at Steiner and now Collectible Exchange. And I'm going to implement the things that the people actually need and want, and not force them to take what I think. And so my head's kind of clear on this thing, other than the fact that we want to do a lot of autograph trading card streaming. That I know I want to do, and I know people want it. We're going to do a lot more experiential stuff where people can come, meet, Q&As, and get the card signed. You'll see us do a lot more experiential stuff with a lot of the players as well.
That's beautiful. I know our audience is going to want to give you a lot of constructive feedback and help you build that experience. And I look forward to being part of that feedback loop. And I know our audience does as well. So you can count on hearing from us.
By the way, that says, call me with your ideas. I actually listen. I respond on social. If you Facebook me, message me, or if you go on LinkedIn and follow me and message me, I respond to everyone. I love the feedback. And the more critical, even if it's negative, I appreciate it. I don't take it personally. If somebody's taken the time to give me feedback, even if it's stuff I don't want to hear, I'm extremely grateful. And that's what I've learned. And that's what I try to teach in my books that I've written and all that stuff is like, if you're not open to grow and you're open to feedback, then you're going to be mediocre. And there's no way I'm interested in having Star Stock stay mediocre. I know we're not the best site right now. I know we're not on top of our game, but I know that platform's a really good one. And I know there's a lot of room for improvement, and I'm going to improve it with the trading card fans and with the collectors. I'm going to do it with Isaac. So I'm going to do it with Scott, some of the former employees that have come on board, and nothing is set in stone. We're completely wide open.
Love that. I think you already answered one of my other questions, which is from a business strategy perspective, how Collectible Exchange and Star Stock complement each other. You really, I think, already nailed that in terms of a lot of the stuff you said, but anything else you want to add there?
I think it's important. Collectible Exchange was growing rapidly, but I didn't feel like we had the street credibility and people were really respecting our vision and involvement with trading cards. So here we are, we're on the street, but we're really not addressing all the stuff that's going on the street, which particularly a lot is going on with trading cards. And I felt like it's kind of sloppy out there as far as the marketplaces that are for trading cards. I don't know if there's enough services provided and guidance, particularly with some of the older people, and if things were moving fast enough for the younger people. So my goal is picking up Star Stock. I thought that site's going to provide both. The vault, I don't know how many older people I run into, like, how do I get these cards out of my house? My wife's going to kill me. You know, I know that because my wife was killing me. Get these cards out of the house. Now, the younger ones, are a little more open-minded about keeping this stuff and flipping them. They'll go to the post office. They'll go to UPS. So we're trying to provide services that make sense for both. And that's where Collectible Exchange came in. I just sampled it for 4 years. There's tons of people coming to us with their collectibles to put them up because they don't have the time or they don't know what it's worth. And I felt it was probably the same scenario from what I saw the last 3 years with trading cards. A lot of people sitting with a lot of cards and they don't know what to do with them. They don't even know what they're worth because they were left by their dads or they were collected when they were a kid. They haven't been following it and they need somebody to organize. And we have, I think, a really all-star team at Star Stock to really white glove it, to show you what you have, what you need graded, what you should sell, what you should hold, and unfortunately, what you should probably throw out. I want to end with one comment. I want to tell people that are listening, and thank you for having me on the show to give me this, this airtime. Be careful. The trading card companies are under a lot of pressure to produce a lot of cards. And you need to be careful and knowledgeable before you start spending all kinds of money on cards. I think there's some fun in the general nature of it all, but when you start spending a lot of money on cards, be careful because there's a lot of ways that things are getting manipulated. I'm going to talk a lot about this on my eBay Live. I feel like there's some products and some cards that have been manipulated to get people to think they're worth a lot more than they are. That's the part of the business that I hate. I hate when people did it with collectibles, and I hate when people do it with cards, where they're buying a card for $10,000 that we all know is probably worth a couple thousand. And then the person gets sour, and then they're not going to be part of our business. And, you know, to me, the most important part is growing the industry. If you're going to be a leader, then lead and do what's best for the industry, not always what's best for you. And that is, most importantly, telling the truth and keeping the honesty right in front of us. And I think that the young ones are really all about it, but we've seen some other companies and some other people manipulate things, and I don't like it. And I'm going to point my finger at them as I see it so people can use that as an example and invest in their trading cards wisely.
We love that. We love all of that. Brandon Steiner, thank you so much for joining us on the Sports Card Strategy Show here on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Thanks to all of you for watching and listening to 7 Minutes of Strategy, part of the Sports Card Strategy Show right here on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Visit YouTube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment and subscribe to get more episodes of 7 Minutes of Strategy and all of our other content to help you make money flipping sports cards and enjoy the hobby. I'm Paul Hickey. See you next time.